Hello and welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw, and We Podcasted.
Hello.
Hello.
All right?
Yeah.
Good.
And that's it.
That's it. Right. We'll see you next week.
All that.
We should one week just do that. Just like it'd be a 45
second. It would be
second.
A very enjoyable podcast.
Even though
some weeks when we do sit down, and this isn't saying that I don't love recording the podcast, because I do.
Yeah.
But, you know, some days, it doesn't matter what you're doing.
You're not
just
feeling
can't
it.
Be arsed. It's like on Saturday night, I decided, do you know what? I may venture into the town.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I don't go out much anymore. Now I'm a family man. And,
yeah.
You know, 32 and stuff. So I went into town. I took my mate Greggles with me.
All right.
And within 5 minutes, we decided that we didn't want to be in town.
It was just
hateful.
Sack this up.
So we got a Chinese and watched Pointless on the telly.
Yeah. And
it was a much better night. Even though the Chinese was from a different place to where I normally order Chinese.
Oh, controversial.
The thing is with Chinese, I'm pretty fussy. And I like a dirty Chinese. I'm pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
So my order from the Chinese is always crispy shredded beef.
Yep.
A portion of sweet and sour chicken balls.
Yeah.
Some beef chow mein.
Yep.
Some chips.
Obvious.
Because it's Chinese. They give you lots of chips.
Yep.
Prawn crackers come for free.
Standard.
Did I say egg fried rice?
No. An egg fried rice in the
egg. Egg fried rice. With the crispy shredded beef.
Yep.
No vegetables in it.
Yep.
All right. And the Chinese that I normally order from, they know my order now. They have it stored in their computers.
Do you phone them up and they go, hello, Brian.
Yeah. And you want chips? We ordered chips the other night because there was two of us. We thought we'd get an extra portion. It filled a giant mixing bowl. We had that many chips. It gave us loads of chips.
Excellent.
Anyway, I digress from the story. Yeah, I called them up and they get the order bang on. But this was a different Chinese and it wasn't as good.
No.
So did they
get the order right though?
No, they didn't, actually.
Oh,
no, they
let themselves down.
It was the crispy shredded beef.
Oh, we got wrong.
Yeah, I asked them, no veggies in it. Don't put no veggies in it. She went, do you want the sauce? I'm like, yes, it's got to have the sauce.
Yep.
And it had the sauce, but it had bits of chili in it as well, like chopped up chili. And I can't have chopped up chili on the crispy beef.
Themselves, don't they? They did.
But apart from that...
But other than that, it was all right. It was a good evening.
It was good
better
night
than
out.
Being out on the high street.
Yeah, we went out. We did go out. Just went out.
Well, tried to go out, decided that was a bit too much.
We decided we didn't want to be out, so we went in.
We'll
watch Pointless. So it was a pretty good weekend overall, full of work, Chinese, and programs on the telly.
Yeah.
Pretty tickety boo weekend.
Tickety boo, 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 tickety boo.
And so I woke up on Monday morning, still had a little bit of work to do, so I had to go into work. And as I was on my way to work, I was checking the Twitter and I come across this picture. And this picture is from the official BBC Essex Twitter account, and it's of Rob with his arm in a f***ing sling, and I was like, he's been quiet this weekend. He hadn't said s***. I bet he's hurt his thumb. No, he didn't hurt his thumb.
Nope.
His thumb's better again.
Yep.
But he decided on Saturday, whilst playing American football, which I've warned him about numerous times, he decided that he was going to dislocate his shoulder.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Rob.
Yeah.
All kinds of applauses, all of them. Yeah. I noticed how I had no communication with you at all about this. Did you feel straight away when you popped your shoulder out the other day, did I pop into your head and you thought,
there was a moment on Sunday when I was sat in A&E waiting for my x-ray. Yeah,
Brian's going to love this.
He is going to milk this for weeks.
I'm going to love it. So Rob came here today professing that he can play the guitar. Because I'm a good friend, I wouldn't risk it, mate. So
you are 100%.
Basically,
you are a 24
basically,
carat.
Let's break this down. We love doing those songs,
but
listen, we're not musicians, and we cannot do it anymore. Our brains are fried. We've been really busy with other projects and stuff.
Exactly.
And when it comes to doing the song, we've tried. We've tried for weeks to come up with something, and we just can't. So we're just going to knock it on the head. But Rob has seriously dislocated his shoulder.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not saying like we've set this up.
No, this is for real.
Yeah, like to get out of the song. We don't care that much, and neither should you.
Oh, God, no.
But there's no song. All right, this week. But what we're going to do, because we're taking a bit of a break, because we've all got holidays and other to get on with over the summer, we are going to put out a special podcast. It's going to have all the songs that we've done.
Yep.
And it's also going to have a little bit of us chatting about songs that never made it.
Yeah, kind of like the director's cut of a movie.
Too. Yeah, there's been some bad ones too. So that will come up in a few weeks' time. Anyway, there was one thing that happened over the weekend that I think we should discuss, because... when this thing happens,
this is not my shoulder.
No, this isn't your shoulder. We're over that.
Okay,
mate, there's no more sympathy for you. At the weekends, my
I didn't
parents
I got in the first
my,
place.
My parents came round. Well, I've told you, mate. My parents came round, and they've been clearing out their house because they're selling it.
Oh, okay.
And they were up in the loft and in the forgotten corner of the loft, and they found a bag, and this bag belonged to me. And there was a few bits and bobs in there, like old provisional license that
oh,
I can now not
yeah.
use.
Yeah,
and also some birth certificates. So I've got my original, and because I'm super efficient, I have got a copy of the original.
A pre-photocopied
you know,
version.
Just in case. All right, so I've got all my legal documentation there. So that was good to get that back.
Absolutely.
But also... what my parents did find, which I forgot all about, was my national record of achievement. Now, your national record of achievement was a book that they used to give you back at school like 10 years ago. Did you ever get a national record of achievement? Yeah. So you did. I'm wondering whether they still give them out at school.
I don't know.
Now, do we know? Well, let us know on the Twitter if anyone... if
yeah,
you still
getting
seen
them.
It,
yeah, still see them.
Please let us know. Because... I can remember our teachers making us put so much work into this in Year 11. I think I spent more on this bloody book than what I did revising for my GCSEs, true story. And so I put a picture on my Facebook saying, hey, look what I found, forgot about this. And straight away you messaged back and said, look, I've got mine. And so I haven't looked through my national record of achievement, and Rob has... not looked through his as well. So we thought this week we'll have a look through the National Record of Achievement, because bear in mind, I left school in the year 2000. So it's like 16 years ago now.
Yeah.
So that's a hell of a
long
time
ago.
Maybe there's someone listening
who
wasn't even alive 16 years
ago. Think about it. That's long enough for someone to have been born, grow up, get all the way through school and get their own.
And get your own National Record of Achievement. That's how long... ago, I left school. All right, so.
Oh, hello, have a word. Is my birth certificate.
Oh, he's got his birth certificate. You did the same thing as me.
No
then.
Idea what. I'm a
keep
provincial...
all your documentation in your national record.
I was looking for this. It's the
counterpart driving license.
It's the paper counterpart.
And that's the part I got, mate.
Oh, it expired about 9 years ago.
We're so similar. Yeah, this one. It expired.
Any minute now, I'm expecting to find some sort of glossary of like contents.
So we're identical at the moment. Birth certificate, driving license,
medical card,
medical card.
Yeah, medical card.
All right.
There's nothing on there of any importance.
So I will open up the first few pages of my national record of achievement.
Yeah.
All right. So the first one
I get to
is achievements and experience. Have you got that? If you've got these header sheets in yours, Rob,
let's
see if we can try and find the same thing.
I'm trying to find out where mine are. Hang on. There's only exams, certificates.
Maybe.
Mine are headed up for my school bits and bobs. We had to type them up.
Oh, right. Okay.
We had to do all that. But I'm sure we've got the same sort of things.
Okay. So, achievements and experiences. All right. So, I can remember writing this. School-based sports. I have taken part in dance displays for the school. There you go. School clubs. Our band took part in the summer concert, which we've spoken about before.
Yeah.
And also the school production of Grease.
Ooh.
You're the wobbly one. You're the wobbly one. Honey. Community activities.
All right, yeah.
Back in 2000 that I was doing. I have helped to deliver Christmas hampers for the elderly.
Oh, so very good of you.
Yeah, I was good. I have played to the concert to raise money for the Amputopter. Good cause.
Nice.
And work experience, I worked at the MC swimming pool as a lifeguard. What did you do?
Right, so under activities and experiences, I play a lot of sport inside of school and I'm very interested in many activities.
Yeah.
I play...
Worse.
I'm reading it as it was, as I wrote it.
It's a retrospective look back, Rob. Worse.
I played helped out in basketball, football, cricket, rounders, so that was a GCSE PE, athletics, field and track, and playing in a band for a few years at school. Outside, I play football for a Sunday league club, Brentwood Sports. I was a qualified football coach as well and partook in some coaching schemes with West Ham United.
Recently started guitar lessons. I did a bit of dancing and a bit of swimming. And you're like...
I didn't even realise I wrote all this.
So we get to achievements in education, okay? And this is written by Mr. Peters, who was my deputy headmaster, all right?
Okay, go on.
And so he's been round to all the teachers and said... Give us a round up of Brian.
What's Powys like? Go on.
All right. So, I'll start with English. All right. See if I'm good at my own language.
Go on,
Brian has developed confidence in his written work and he is participating more in discussions. He is able to express himself with good fluency. I would bank on that. On to mathematics. Brian has a sound understanding of basic mathematical concepts. 2 + 2.
Basics, yeah.
With a little more effort, he could achieve good results. I hated maths. And the reason I hated maths is because I hated the maths teacher.
Did you?
I did.
You had a bad maths teacher?
Miss Pomeroy, her name was. And just with a name like Miss Pomeroy, you know you're going to get hard time. And she never liked me because I think our second encounter, you know, there comes a time in life where a moment happens and it just feels special. You know, like the time where my maths teacher walked into the classroom with a bogey hanging out of her nose.
Don't forget those moments.
And so I had to tell her, obviously. Hey, miss, you got a bogey on your nose. And she never liked me from that day. So she never showed me any effort. And in return, I never put in any effort.
There you go.
All right.
So do you want to know about my maths?
No, not yet. I'm still going through mine.
Okay.
All right. German. Because I always say I'm bilingual.
Indeed.
All right. Brian has a satisfactory understanding of spoken and written German. He is able to communicate ideas and he has a satisfactory level of linguistic ability. He is able to remember vocabulary and manipulate simple grammar. Ich habe ein Poli.
Ain't your voice.
And... physical education. Now, this is my favourite one.
Yep.
Brian chose not to participate in the lessons for part of the year. Proof there, Rob. It says that, yeah?
Yeah.
Comment for physical education.
Chose not to participate.
I've always said I didn't do PA. And that's the proof right there.
Proof right there.
And lastly, an important one. Personal skills.
Oh, okay.
Brian has a good attitude to his work. And he has a friendly personality. Round up.
Boom.
All right.
Alright, there's quite a lot more written for each of my subjects, but I'll power through a few of the top lines.
Alright.
Top one's actually PE. Part of my PE, I studied badminton, basketball, canoeing, fitness, football, hockey, rugby, cricket, tennis, softball, athletics and gymnastics. Played for the school basketball team and the school's football and cricket teams as well.
Yeah.
Did GCSE PE, in which did fairly well, can't remember what grade I got, it's in the back somewhere. In French... Robert can perform role-play tasks, ask questions of general interest, and give a brief presentation on a chosen topic. He has submitted 3 written assignments in the target language. These cover 3 areas of experience as defined by the syllabus. Robert has participated in the French study trip to Villers.
Yeah.
It was quite good, I remember that.
Is there anywhere in your national record where it talks about communication skills? Seaman, this
is what
I've done for the last 10 years, and you know you've
I do for a living.
Yeah, you've been doing since you've left school.
I'm trying to work.
Commuting with people. We do it.
Yeah.
communicating with people.
We can't do it. Clearly.
Obviously.
Clearly.
I'm in the wrong field. Communication skills. Brian can communicate very efficiently.
Sometimes.
Both orally and in writing.
Absolutely.
He is gaining confidence as a speaker. And he is a very competent and fluent writer. Wrong!
No, there is not one under communication in this.
So what was your favourite lesson at school?
It'd be music.
Music,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely, all day long. And it's only a short paragraph, this one, but Robert has successfully completed a GCSE course in music. He has composed several original pieces in a variety of styles and made recordings of at least two of them. He's also taken part in performances either within the group or in school concerts or services.
Okay. All right, talking about music, that leads me quite nicely on to the next section.
Okay.
All right?
What's the next section?
And it's a letter that I've just found in my book from my music teacher.
Right.
All right. And he wrote me a letter. There's nothing weird about it, Tony. Don't make those eyes.
Don't judge.
He wrote me a letter. It's a lovely letter.
I've just found another envelope in here. I've no idea what this is.
Now, back in 1999...
Go on, carry on.
I performed at the Millennium Dome. I'm struggling.
You performed at the O2?
I performed at the O2 Arena. On the stage. All right?
Yeah.
And this letter is about that performance.
Okay. Right. Is it like a review? Is it like a critique?
It's more for thanks.
All right, okay.
Dear Brian, just a quick note to thank you for an outstanding performance in the Millennium Dome. So I did an outstanding performance in the Millennium Dome, according to my music teacher.
Fact.
We did ourselves proud. I want to thank you for all the time and effort you put into the project. I'm sure you will agree we were amazing. Thank you for sticking to it and believing in us. Good luck in your chosen career. Many thanks, Steve. P.S. Would you pass on your grateful thanks to your parents for their cooperation? They didn't do anything.
I was about to say, I thought that PS note was going to be a little bit more personal.
I've got a certificate next to it. There you go. I performed at the Millennium Dome for McDonald's.
Look at that.
And there on the next page, I have got an official letter from Lincolnshire County Council. I'll just read some of this. At the July meeting, the full council, I mentioned to my fellow councillors in my official announcements what an excellent day my wife and I had when we had the opportunity on July the 12th, 2000, to visit the Millennium Dome to view Lincolnshire, our town's story. It was an enthusiastic performance. Now, when people say it was an enthusiastic performance...
They tried.
Yeah,
they
it's
tried
like
really
saying...
Hard.
Oh, they tried. It's like when you have that annoying kid at work who don't know how to do the job. You go, yeah, but he's enthusiastic.
He tries.
So, you tried. And I think all the participants on and off stage can be justly proud. Your commitment in time and effort in helping to stage memorable production, as well as justified. Was there anything about speech
or reading?
But just quickly as well.
Should we go for the grades? Should we do grades?
Yeah, well, this is what I was going to talk about, because 16 years on, I have realised, having a look at this, that I have exaggerated my GCSEs in the past years. All right? And when I looked at it now, I was like...
Does one CV need updating somewhat?
Just one CV needs to tell the truth a little bit more. All right? I know I did well on the English. I've always claimed to got a C on my English.
All right.
But I've definitely hammed up my mathematics. I'm sure I'm claiming an E in mathematics. It says here, on the official certificate, grade F. Thank you, Mrs. Pomeroy. Religious studies, G.
C. All right.
Is this going to be a competition? Right?
I'm afraid so.
Okay, German. What did you get?
I didn't do German, but GCSE, I did French.
You did French. What did you get?
C.
Oh, E. Music.
B.
E. Science.
Where's my science one gone? Oh, it's that one there. What's that? It's a B. Hang on. Oh, no, hang on. It's my A level. Oh, we got BB.
Oh.
GCSE BB.
I got EE. And lastly, design and technology. What did you study? Woodwork or food?
I did. No, electronics.
Right.
I got a D.
You got a D, I got an F. So, greatly exaggerated my academic achievements
You may need to update the CV.
Yeah.
To reflect more truthful achievements.
That's true. Is there anything else you want to talk about? I've got a credit here for the school production of Grease Talent Review. I've got a choreography credit here next to the old PE teacher, Miss Wright. And this, I can't even remember doing this, but apparently, and I got a certificate of achievement for it,
right.
I performed Backstreet Boys, Everybody, in assembly.
Yes, you did.
I did.
According to that certificate.
So there you go.
I can tell you this, though. Last thing up for me, then, is the I think it'll be the first year at college, my first year of A-level, doing music. Now, music, performing... All right, I got 89 out of 100.
Right.
89% for performing. However, the grade was overall hindered by the composition and introduction to historical study. Out of a possible...
That's where I went wrong as well.
Out of a possible 200 marks, how many do you think I got for the composing and introduction to historical study?
20.
A little bit more than that.
Okay, all right. 40.
No, I want to say a little bit more than that. I do mean just a little bit more than 20.
100.
No, a little bit more than 20.
Oh, 22.
Tiny little bit more.
23.
One more.
4. 24.
24 of 200.
Okay, which just proves the point I was trying to
make. Unclassified.
We are not musicians.
Well, performing, I got an A.
That's what I mean, though.
I can perform, I just can't compose. I don't know anything about it.
Anyway, that was good. Please do let us know if
do they still exist?
And if you have yours, why not have a look through it and see if there's any funny stuff, or see whether you've exaggerated your GCSE grades since you've left school, or performed Everybody in assembly and got a certificate for it.
Oh, right. Bananas.
So, please do let us know on the Twitter, WCWSWP.
Thanks very much. Well, that was fun. I like that. We should do some more digging into the loft at some point.
I was a rubbish student, really, looking back.
I was pretty good. I was just lazy. I could have done so much better.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds really massively big-headed now, but I was always quite good and natural.
The problem with me is that I wasn't popular up until year 11.
Right.
And the reason for this is because I was a titch.
You said you were short?
I was small.
Oh, right.
And then between...
You didn't get picked on,
I got picked on, yeah. And do you know what's really funny, right? And this week, I've been wearing my hair differently.
Okay.
All right, you saw it last week.
I did.
For about a week now, I've had the slip back look. And this is kind of like the in look, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But because I've got curly hair, I've got a bit of a wave on it. And everybody is complimenting me on how better I look when I do my hair like that.
Right.
It's the same f***ing hair I had when I was back at school, when I used to do the exact same hairstyle, but I used to be accused of being in the Hair Bear Bunch. All right, so it just shows how it all comes back around.
Absolutely.
You know, I've always been trendy.
In fact,
it's
you haven't
noticed.
Ahead of the curve.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Absolutely.
You've been
right.
Ahead of the curve.
Ahead of the time. Right. Okay, are you ready for this week's quiz?
I'm always ready for it.
Okay.
Whether I'm any good at it is another question.
Do you want to have a pre-guess of what you think the theme is?
Is it bands who have split up and then got back together again?
No. What is the fear? What is the fear? To the quiz.
Bands with female front people.
No. Oh, oof, no. What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
I'm going to guess again, just in case it's come up this week. Is it bands who've had DIY jobs or worked in some sort of DIY store?
I don't know how I would build that quiz.
I see what you did there. That took Tony three extra seconds.
All week.
That took Tony three extra seconds.
Leave him alone, he tries.
Oh, bless his cock and balls.
What is the fee? What is the fee to the quiz? What is the fee? What is the fee to the quiz?
One hit wonder bands.
No. He doesn't get the fee. Oh, no, he doesn't get the fee. He doesn't get the fee. Shut up. Right.
The theme
to this week's quiz is redemption, Rob. At the end of every season, we like to have a look back on the things that you have got wrong.
Oh.
These are clips of ones that you have got wrong in the quiz this season.
Right.
All right.
Just this season.
Which are all available on iTunes.
Aye.
All right. So you go back and listen to them. It's so time to redeem yourself.
They could be literally anything then, from any theme.
Any theme at all.
Terrific.
We do a lot of themes. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob, and this is a quiz for my mate Rob. Right, are you ready for the first one?
Yes, so.
Okay, here we go.
Because I don't want to lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The vacancy that sat in my heart is a space that now you hold.
Originally, you said this was Missy Elliott. Just out you out.
Oh, thanks. I vaguely remember saying Missy Elliott's this one. I think it was a band afterwards. I'm going to go with The Vaccines.
The Vaccines, you say? Yeah. I say...
Because I don't want to lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The vacancy that sat in my heart is a space that now you hold. Show me how to fight for now. And I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back here to you once I figured it out. You were right here all along.
It's like in my mirror. Oh. Justin Timberlake appeared in the comeback quiz.
He did.
All right. Once again, you got that one. You got the blindfold?
The
bear blindfold.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the jelly?
Bean.
Right. Okay. Well, we haven't got that one.
Oh dear, we ran out of them ones, have we?
Yeah.
That's probably a good thing. Oh, for God's sake.
Mate, what is it?
Socks?
I don't know. I still don't know the bloody flavours. Rotten egg, that one, mate.
Oh, that's not as bad as it.
It's not as bad. All right.
Maybe that one gets better with time.
like a fine wine. Anyway, number two. Let's see if you can get this one right that you previously got wrong.
You're on the road, but you've got no destination. You're in the mud, in the maze of her imagination. You love this town. Even if that doesn't ring true, you've been all over, and it's been all over you.
I can't remember who you said last time.
Why do I feel like I'm going to have a Madonna track in here?
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
The temptation to say Madonna now for the next four answers is quite tempting, but...
But you got a few of them.
I know.
Not just Madonna's.
No, I know. There's a few now. Yeah. Biebers in there, I think.
I like to bring them back.
You do.
It gives me an easier time in my prep work as
it's
well.
True, I thought it might.
I thought today, shall I do a brand new quiz?
Or should I just get a load of old stuff out of the bag?
And watch an hour of 24.
That's why you were watching 24 when I came in.
Exactly
then.
Right.
No idea.
No idea.
I still don't know.
Okay. All right.
You're on the road, but you've got no destination. You're in the mud.
You too. Beautiful day.
In the maze of your
this
imagination.
Was. Remember the week where I tried to manipulate your brain by playing you loads of songs and then making them the quiz questions? Yeah.
You've been all over.
I think that's episode 2. I choose.
And it's been all over you.
It's a beautiful day. Touch me, take me to that other place. See me, I know I'm not in a hopeless case. And so again, wrong. Alright. Are you ready, Mr. Jelly? I don't think you're ready for this jelly. Tony, do you want to spin the wheel?
No, he doesn't.
You spin it. Go on. All right. I don't think we got that one either. We haven't. We're running low.
We're running low.
Right. Which is a good thing, though, because it means...
Well, we haven't run out of rotten egg ones yet, which is disappointing. I'm hoping we run out of vomit ones, though. They're the worst.
There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, mate, what is it?
That's disgusting. What the shit is that?
Is that one of the mutated ones? That's potentially vomit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is potentially. Mashed up. Something else. Oop. My drum, mate.
I can't swallow it, hang on. Oh.
Come on.
Oh, that hurt me.
Done?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Gross. Next one.
We got a little world of our own. I'll tell you things that no one else knows. I let you in where no one else goes.
Here, Tony. Okay, you go in the kitchen. There's an envelope on the side. It's got the notes for this quiz on it. See how well prepared I am today. Cheers. Okay, let's see.
Never do without you. Oh no, who's that?
What do you reckon the theme was?
Oh, hang on. Oh, shut up.
You've had long enough, man. I tell you,
Blue,
you say. No, not blue. If I find someone who's just like you.
Who?
Westlife.
Oh!
We got a little world of our own.
I'll tell you things that no one else knows. I left you where no one else goes. What am I doing without you? And all of the things I've been looking for have always been here outside of my door. And then all of the time I'm looking for something new. What am I doing without you?
I guess the week we did Nightless Boy Bands. Alright. Okay. Well, I've won. So, yay me! Are you ready for the jelly?
Ready for my jelly?
Bean.
Oh, this is really tricky to pull down one arm.
Alright. Are you ready?
Come on in.
Go on then, mate. Crack on.
Oh, no, it's a gross one.
Oh, what is that one?
Is that egg?
Oh. Hay fever.
Well, hang on, this tastes like hay fever. Oh. That's egg, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that egg.
I think so.
Alright.
Was.
Get it down, yeah.
Gonna need a coffee after this.
Well, you're not really redeeming yourself much.
No.
Alright, so let's see if you can on this one.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. Your lick in your lips. and blowing kisses my way. But that don't mean I'm gonna give it away.
Lady voice. Can you remember why we had lady voice?
Yeah, because you messed up.
No, that wasn't the reason.
Oh, was it not?
No. Taken from our episode Bay Day, which is available on iTunes.
Promo.
Message.
No idea. I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Oh.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away. Baby, baby, baby. Oh. My body's saying, let's go. Oh. But my heart is saying, no.
One of Rob's faves, this one. It was taken from the week. The theme to the quiz was Pop Mums.
Pop Mums.
Pop Mums. All right.
Yeah.
I haven't got who you said before, but you got that wrong. All right.
Obviously, yeah.
So, are you ready for the bloody jelly?
Yeah, please.
All right.
Bean.
Okay. Got your blindfold on?
On.
On.
Thank you.
Get it in.
Oh, that's right, not
good. Another bad one. You're not doing well this week, are you, mate? Final quiz for a while.
I'm glad.
You're doing rubbish.
I'm glad it's a final one.
Rubbish. Go on. Gone.
Yeah.
Good work. Good work. Four bad beans so far. And let's see if we can end this season on
a win.
On a good bean.
Yeah.
Let's have a good bean.
Let's have a good bean.
All right.
I'm going to make a change for once in my life. It's going to feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
Okay. So, the first time we played this, you claimed it was Pet Shop Boys.
Okay.
All right. So,
miles out.
Miles out. What are you thinking?
Michael Jackson.
It's been learning. I think I've played this about five times.
You have, yeah.
Finally got it.
About right. Time as well.
Finally got it.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite twinter color, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the streets with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their needs?
I know you can't see this, but both me and Rob are power fisted towards Tony while singing this. It's all right, Tony. It's all right. Finally got it right, Michael Jackson.
Finally got one right.
Finally got one right. All right.
Yeah.
I sent it with me in a V.
Spin that wheel. Right on then. Spin it again.
Just give me a toothpaste, mate.
No, I'm not giving you a toothpaste. You have one of those.
All right.
It's not even one of the bad ones either.
Nah, it's lovely. It's light. Well done, me.
How the hell did you get away with it?
Oh, that's refreshing, mate, that one. Anyway.
You are on slimy swine.
And that's the end of this week's quiz. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. So, didn't really redeem yourself on the final quiz of this season.
Rubbish.
If you can think of any themes or you think of any themes over the summer break, please do let us know. WCWSWP. And talking about that, I think it's now time to shout out the people who have been in communication from across the nation.
All right.
And this week, I will shout out over the Mitre Peep. Love it. Alright, so who has been in touch? Very often.
Our good mate Jed has been sending us challenges on Twitter this week.
Which we haven't done.
No, because I'm not going to eat a cacti.
Why does he want us to eat a cacti?
I think he just imagines the hilarity that goes on when we eat the jelly beans, and he thinks...
Well, it'd be a step forward next season, I
maybe
suppose.
We can up it to cacti.
We'll get rid of the beans, then we'll just get a box of cacti, and if you get it wrong, you have to chew on it. You have to chew a cacti.
Sounds horrendous.
So good for you.
Sounds horrendous. Anyway, also on Twitter, lovely message from Hales, who's been enjoyed the fact we had Big Ted on the podcast last week as well.
A lot of love for Big Ted. Dead Ted.
He's not dead.
He's not dead. Just to clarify. He's very much alive. I went to see him the other day. He's doing fine.
Good. Eden as well started following us on Twitter, so thank you very much, Eden, as well. And taking a look at the listens from around the world, thank you very much to Eddie Berg and to Hanya. Charlotte and Helena, Kay and Jessica. We're listening from all over the globe this week. United States, as always. Yep. Lots of the listens from the home nations. UK, of course. The Netherlands, France, Argentina, Brazil, South Africa, Canada, Albania this week. Getting in on the action. Kuwait, yeah. China, the Republic of Korea. I don't know whether it's north or south, but you know.
This is just a very little small podcast.
I know.
But it still blows my mind that someone has taken the effort to just press the button. They don't know what the f*** it's about.
No.
They don't give a shit. They probably turn it off within 10 seconds. But it still blows my mind that someone in Kuwait has gone, yeah, why not?
Give it a go.
Yeah, give it a go, why not?
Also had someone from Germany listening this week. Ireland, Honduras, yep. Mexico, Saudi Arabia,
all
and
over.
Three other countries that they're not listing. Which means
secret
either they...
countries. Secret and the countries. Vatican. Vatican yes. City. It's got to be.
I bet they never come up as... I bet they're always other Hinton. Countries.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for your listening.
So that's
love.
All the people.
Absolutely.
All right. Remember, you can get hold of us anytime at WCWSWP on
Just
Twitter.
Tweet
all right.
Us. Always good on the mobile.
You like you want me to. Bloody change.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Doobie-doo. Doobie-doo-doo-doo-doo. Doobie-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
You always take it too far.
Oh, all right, fine. I like doo-doo-dooing. What can I say?
Doo-doo-dooing.
Yeah.
Very good doo-doo-dooing there.
Well, I just find myself doing it from all the time. I wander around.
You're not the only person. Now, you may have heard this, but... We've got an outgoing Prime Minister.
We have.
And he gave...
Cheery bye.
He gave... Yeah, fuckety bye. He gave a press conference yesterday.
He did.
And he spoke to the press. And then afterwards he just went about his day. All right? So I'll play the ending of the interview.
All right.
And this is what happened.
Thank you very much. Right.
So he sounds like you.
He does.
He loves a good do to do it. All right. So, he got caught having a little hum along. He sounds happy to be the outgoing Prime Minister.
He's obviously quite pleased he's going on a proper holiday now.
He's had a tough time as of recent.
Keep his shoes off.
Hey, he can just relax a little bit. So we're going to get a new Prime Minister. you know, we've had to listen to this, and we're not entirely sure why he was singing that tune, or indeed what that tune is. I know a lot of people are wondering what that tune is.
Many suggestions.
We don't really care.
No.
But the bit we like is the right, because it's very British, isn't it?
Very, very.
Right.
And us as Brits, we say right before we're about to do something.
Yes.
So, for example, right. I need to drink some of this coffee. Just for an example.
But it's almost like involuntary, isn't it?
And we have to do like this little arm gesture, yeah. Like a pirate.
Arr.
Like we have
or
to
clap.
Go, yeah, we have to clap our hands. Right.
And then you move on.
Okay, so we're more interested in what David Cameron was writing about, because it sounds like
he
had
something to do.
Yeah,
he's just gone, right. I must do.
Okay, so we thought we would turn this into a game. All right.
Another game.
So it's basically, we've got to guess what David Cameron was about to do. Right. And so every time David Cameron says, right, we have to...
Suggest something,
all right? Get the idea?
I get the idea.
All right, and even Big Tone is going to play.
Lovely.
And we're going to do it as a knockout. You've only got 5 seconds to come up with something.
Perfect.
Or even less if I'm feeling tight. All right? So, who is going to go first?
Tony's volunteers. Look at that.
All right, Tony would go first. So
Let's get the microphone around there a bit. Let's just sort this out. Go on, Tony. Get yourself involved, mate. Get yourself tucked in here.
Right.
Here we go.
Well, now you can't hear me. The talent.
There
here we go. Right. Okay.
Bit generous.
Are you ready?
Tony, are you ready?
Are you ready? You've got to talk.
Yeah,
it's a podcast.
Yeah.
All right?
It doesn't work.
You can't just nod your head. Right. Right. Are you ready? What is David Cameron about to do?
Right.
Time for a tea.
Nice
all right.
And simple.
Rob.
This is good.
Your turn.
Right.
I must get rid of those magazines from out underneath the bed.
Good one.
Right.
Brexit. Are you ready, Tony? Your turn.
Right.
Pub.
Good one. Yes.
Good. Right.
I think I'll have a shave.
Nice. I'm going along the same lines.
Right.
Time for Right, let's have one more round, because
okay.
We could go on for days. But this is a great game. I've heard you. We're recording. Stop knocking on the window, you little b***h. Right, one more round. Tony.
Right.
I love how he claps his hands. What did you say, sorry?
Right, I hope I locked all the doors.
Right, I hope I locked all the doors. Different. Yeah. Rob, final one.
Right.
You can fire that useless gardener now.
All right, final one from me. I've been listening to you. I can't think of one.
Go. No, stop thinking.
Right.
Time to let the children in.
Very good.
Hey, so there you go. Play it with your friends. It'd be bigger than Pokemon Go. That was the game of what is David Cameron about to do.
Right.
Child, Tony. All right, we'll do...
I had to ruin the last one as well, didn't I?
We'll do one more.
All right, one more.
All right, okay.
Tony, you're going first. Right. Make it a good one.
Right.
Time for a smoke.
Oh, all right. Rob.
Right.
To the Batmobile.
Right.
Time to end the podcast.
Oh. We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
We came. We saw. We kicked its ass. We came. We saw. We kicked its ass.
And that is the end of another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted.
And the end of another season.
Yeah, it's the end of another season. And we're going to take a few weeks off, but we'll return in September sometime. I think it'd be September. Once not October.
Once normality has resumed.
That's it.
So, all right. When are you away? You are away over the summer? Are you going to Skeggy or?
No, holiday in a few weeks' time.
Nice.
We've got a big house up in Suffolk. So, we're going to tour like we did last year. But we're not going to stay in Premier Inns this time.
All right.
We've got a big house and we're going to stay there and just do a little bit more travelling. We can be a little bit more sociable at nights as well, which is good. It's a family holiday.
Absolutely.
All right. Cool. You've got anything happening in the next few weeks?
Well, once this has sorted itself out, on playing some American football before the end of the season's done.
We ain't got time to bang on about your arm in American football. And that's it. Another season done of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. We came, saw, we kicked it down. We came, saw, we kicked it down. We came, saw, we kicked it down. We came, we saw, we kicked it down.
Right.